When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming to you from New York City, bringing the video podcast for global Filipinos around the world. Watch and listen as we speak and get to know different celebrities, icons, influencers, and inspiring people. Join Jesse Dang and Jay Cass as they talk about anything and everything while bridging the gap between Filipinos of different generations and genres of choice. This is Over a Glass or Two.
Bakit kaya ang saya-saya?
I know, ang saya-saya. Kumusta po kayong lahat? Kumusta ka na, J-Cas?
Ito, nag-iinit.
I know, matero-matero si J-Cas. Before we started this interview, this show, J-Cas is like, oh my God, it's so cute.
It's a beautiful more night indeed. Thank you, universe.
I know. Thank you, universe. Thank you, Ate Amor and Ate Tess. My God, maraming salamat for introducing us to this boy band group. Actually, member of the boy band group. My God, kumusta na po kayong lahat? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening sa lahat po ng nanonood sa buong Pilipinas at sa aming The Rest USA. Especially po sa mga nanonood na mga taga TFC, The Filipino Channel, I Want TFC, of course, FYE Channel, Facebook, YouTube, at sa mga pasahero po ng Jeepney TV. J-Cas, ikaw naman, go!
Ayan, hindi po ako umuwi ng Brooklyn. Pero habang dito sa Chicago, Good morning po sa lahat ng mga Filipinos and non-Filipinos in different time zones, in different dimensions, in different continents, in different galaxies, in this whole wide universe!
Mars! My God, J-Cas, how's the weather in Chicago?
Yung snow nang 3 weeks, hindi po siya natutunaw.
Oh my God. Well, in New York, it's kind of like, today wasn't that cold. As in, 50s, can you believe that? This week, I think it's gonna be 50s.
I think this whole week, 30s dito, and masaya na sila kasi, di ba?
I know.
Blessing na yung 30s dito sa Chicago.
I know.
Chicago.
Dito mga naka-nyorts-nyorts na. Hindi pa naman, hindi pa. Maybe next week, you never know. So anyways, excited na po kami ngayong gabing to, ngayong more night. Diyos ko po, naku, abangan nyo po itong aming special guest kasi talagang magkanong pusta, iikot po ang mga pantin yung gabi ngayong more night kasi po, napakagwa po at very talented po ng guest po namin ngayon. So anyways, hindi na ako magpapatagal, magpapatumpik-tumpik.
Papaligoy-ligoy.
Naliligoy-ligoy pa. I will introduce our special guest for this more night, okay? It is indeed one dreamy and nostalgic more night as we meet one of Canada's handsome and talented member of this boy group. But they're not just any group. These fellows are dead set on bringing back the rock and rolling days of the 50s and 60s. The repertoire can be described as the part Chuck Berry and part The Wonders. They have toured the world with their infectious charm, matching suits, soaring harmonies and contagious dance steps. Let's get on board and get to know the handsome and talented lead singer of the Dreamboats, Richie Hammonds. Woohoo! How are you, Richie?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much. How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good. Richie, we thought earlier that you're a Hollywood actor. A lot of people probably, yes. Right? Like, you look like, I cannot pinpoint which Hollywood actor, but you look like one of those Hollywood actors.
I'm sorry, Richie.
I look like Lou Diamond Phillips growing up.
Oh, and, my God,
I,
yes.
I ran with it ever since.
I love Lou Diamonds, but you're more handsome. I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm saying sorry again, Richie, because for this whole hour, you will be objectified.
Yes.
We do what we can.
Oh, my God. Richie, okay, before we start this, you know, this chit-chat, do you have anything to drink? Because we have this protocol that we have to, of course, introduce you with a toast. So, ayan. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking chocolate milk.
Oh, yeah, my favorite. What about you, Jcast? What are you drinking?
Yummy water.
Yummy water. I'm drinking coffee, and it's like what? It's evening here in New York. Anyways, okay, so I'm going to introduce you, okay? Sa sangbayan ng Pilipinas po at sa aming dearest USA. Guys, let's all welcome Richie Hammonds of the Dreamboat. Welcome to
Over a Glass or Two. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers, cheers, cheers. Oh my God. They said like you have to look at each other while you're toasting because it's bad sex for the whole year. So you have Look in your eyeballs. Okay.
I'm also opening my third eye for
I know. Richie, can we do a photo op and then we'll start like our conversation. Okay, go.
Sure.
All right. One, raise your mug. Okay, go. One, two, three. There you go. So anyway, Richie, how are you, dude?
Been good, good. Feeling good. Just got back from doing a couple dates around Cali over here. The first time I went to San Francisco. And the first time I've ever played in Beverly Hills. We played at a couple theaters, Bow Theater and some band theater. And it was a great turnout. And yeah, it was an awesome time.
So right now you're in California, but you grew up in Canada.
Yeah, in Canada, around the Toronto area. I grew up in Canada. We just moved here to California on a full-time basis, January 2022. And just been booked a few gigs and just been living here and got our work visas and just been living here playing music full-time ever since. Yeah, but originally from Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, which is right beside Toronto. Toronto's more of a landmark, but Mississauga's a pretty booming and big city as well. And shout out to
Mississauga.
My
okay, Jesse, spell Mississauga.
Oh, no, thank you. I didn't say Canada. Ontario,
it's like
I can spell. Why did you guys decide to move to California?
Well, we used to do a pretty popular festival in the Palm Springs area called Modernism Week. And kind of like developed a reputation in the desert of since 2017, and then just kept playing, like coming here yearly. And then when we came here the end of January 2021, kind of made the decision that maybe it was the best time to come down here and give it a go and try to perform and in the area and make a go of it here in California.
Wow. So when did you start this boy group?
We started this band in 2009. The drummer and I are the original members and the business owners, I guess you can say. We started over conversation. I met him once. We jammed once. The first time we ever jammed was just on a one day. The following day, I called him. I said, I want to have this idea for a 50s and 60s retro band. And he was just like the yin to my yang. Johnny, shout out to Johnny. and then we started the band. I've been his business partner ever since. Yeah. Since 2009, which is crazy. Yeah, oh, think about
so
it.
So you guys have been friends since you were younger.
Yeah, yeah. We the first. Yeah. Well, no. Well, define younger. But
oh, yeah. 2009. So that means like how old are you?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not gonna ask you.
We are not gonna calculate ages.
But you look so.
I don't
want to
be hit with that. Okay.
Don't look at the grays too much. But let's just say we've been playing for a while, and it kind of started around that time, 2009, yeah, the first jam, and then the following day we started the band, and the rest is history, kind of thing. Yeah.
But you know what? I'm so curious. Like, why pick the 50s and 60s genre? I mean, you. I'll be honest with you. When I saw you guys, especially you, Richie, we were like, why can't you just be like a pop or I don't know, like whatever,
the top 40.
Top 40. Yeah. Like why? Like why the 50s and 60s era?
I'll be honest with you. At the time. You know, if you asked me if I'd still be doing the Dreamboats at this moment and like have like the fan bases that it does and the work that we do, I would never thought that it would be going on this long, because when we started it, like, you know, it was just like a love of like 50s and 60s music and getting dance floors going, getting slow dances going. I love love songs. I love singing love songs. And I feel like 50s and 60s is all love songs and directed towards, you know, someone you care about for the most part. And I love top 40. I love pop. I love modern pop, you know, I love alternative rock. I love all these certain things. And we do write original music in the vein of the 50s and 60s. But for the most part, though, people just know us out of just rocking out parties, getting sweaty, dance moves, three-part harmonies to songs they know. And it's just like a jam that the younger and the older generation like tend to get into. So it's I know what you're saying. But at the end of the day, you know, check us out online on Spotify and listen to some of the songs. I think we have some pretty poppy songs with a little bit of modern production, but you can definitely tell our influences in our originals are from like 50s, kind of like 50s-esque type music. Yeah.
And Richie, by the way.
Yes, go ahead, Jacob.
I'm curious, why did you call yourself the Dreamboats?
The Dreamboats.
The Dreamboats is, if you ever seen the movie, like in my era, we grew up with like a lot of cool movies that like helped define this band. For instance, you know, La Bamba being one, Great Balls of Fire being another, yes. Back to the Future when Marty McFly got on start playing Johnny B. Goode and like really rocking out. And there's a scene in that movie of Back to the Future where Marty McFly is getting chased by Biff around like town, and then all the girls are following and chasing to see what's happening. And he's like, oh, isn't he a dreamboat? And like, and we took it from like that moment, like the name, the Dreamboat. It's also a 50s reference for someone, for a dude that like courts well and is a gentleman and keeps it dreaming.
You know what? I love your answer, but I really know what's the real reason why. Because you guys are all dreamboats.
We're trying to live a dreamboat little lifestyle.
Because I know, wait, dreamboat means like a highly attractive, desirable person.
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
Yeah, right? You're a dream.
That's how it means. Yeah,
he's such a dreamboat.
Means.
You're right when you say it. So it's like the old era.
We thought of it more of like a 50s term, like, you know, like a boy band 50s. Like I said, when we started it, we were all young dudes just having fun with it and like not realizing that, you know, when we started playing and our first uniform was like a gray Walmart sweater vest with a H&M skinny tie, like a white, you know, dress shirt with like black jeans, like black dress shoes. Like this was like our uniform, like Beatles, Cavern Arrows, just like just fun playing Beatles songs and 50s songs. And we just didn't know that it was ever going to grow to a point where like, you know, we'd be playing theaters or like making a living playing like corporate functions and weddings, the most important days of people's lives. And you know what I mean? And really sharing like, you know, the era that we love so much genuinely. A lot of people are like, how do you even know about these songs? Like we grew up with these songs, you know, like they're part of our pop culture. They're part of our parents' like love and repertoire. And it was an amazing time listening to that music. And we're just doing our best to embrace it, keep it going and like add our flavor to it. And when we're doing cover these songs, but also when we are getting creative, you know, keeping those influences alive, and hopefully people can tell when they come through us, you know.
You know what? One thing I admire about you guys, because while I was like, you know, been watching and binging with, you know, with your videos,
binging.
Video music, I was like, you know what? It's a good thing that you started, because there's a lot of pop, you know, music or boy bands out there, but. What good thing about you guys, it's you started like playing all this 50s and 60s. The Gen Zs probably don't know. They're not aware. But because of your looks, because of the, you know, the vibe and
the
swag that you like are putting up there, the younger generations are starting to like it and starting to get curious. Like, oh, what is that? Like, who is that? Right?
There are some artists, in my opinion, that are kind of like carrying the torch right now. One, if I can talk about him, that really embodies like the retro feel, like the reverb in the voice, like the certain chord progressions. A gentleman by the name of Steven Sanchez. I'm pretty sure you've heard the song Until I Found You by Steven Sanchez.
Yes.
You know, Amy Winehouse, you know, Bruno Mars. There's a lot of like, you know, Meghan Trainor, like a lot of pop are kind of giving elements of like the 50s and 60s. Here, you know, to modern culture, I guess you can say. And the fact that I really like well, the dynamic of this band is the fact that we love having a lot of energy on stage, and it goes over well with the older demographic, which is why we can do well in theaters, because they know the songs and they see like young people doing it, and they kind of feel like when they were younger, they saw these artists at this age, like playing it, is what they tell me. But also, because we bring such like a high energy, like dynamic to our stage show, it can really just attract like a younger audience as well. And just enjoy the show for the most part, and the energy that we try to bring and try to have that larger than life personality on stage and just like own it the best we can. And then I think that can radiate to anybody if you really are having fun genuinely on stage and you can really let yourself go. And I think that alone can help cover a spectrum of people that can, at least if you see us, I'm not expecting you'd understand maybe through a video or whatever, but at least if you see us, I like to think that you're going to have a decent time at a concert if you come see the Dreamboats, for the most part.
Yeah, because you know what? Seriously, I mean, looks really does matter, right? It's true. Like, imagine if you're singing, because if you think about like 50s or 60s boy band, I mean, group band or whatever you called it, some people might think like 50s and 60s, oh, they're oldies, right? Because sometimes whenever we go to a wedding or corporate functions, it's usually the people who sings that are like, they're singing like, their age is kind of like up there, but you guys, you did a good job, because you know,
thank you.
You're not one of the norm.
That's what we did too. We felt like no one was doing it. You know
exactly.
What I mean? And that's why we did it too. It was just like, who's dressing up like a bunch of geeks in sweater vests from Walmart and singing love songs to people with a starlight lamp and smoke in the back of a bar? You know, just like, this is what we just kind of envisioned. It just started off as like a funny thing. Like, my name Richie Hummins was just a joke of a character. And the next thing you know,
So, Richie, so you and Johnny, you said the two of you are best friends, and you started the group. So now it's time for you to look for the other two, or how did you imagine yourself? Oh, we need two more. We need only one more. And what was the process in looking for them?
Thankfully, in the beginning, you know, we've always been blessed with playing with, in my opinion, like my favorite musicians, but the best musicians, you know what I mean, in the area, like ones that just really stand out. And for whatever reason, Johnny and I have been blessed to be able to play with a lot of great people. You know, lineups have altered here and there since we made our way over to California. When we're here in California, we have a California lineup that we play with. Andy and Riley, amazing players. And then back at home, we have our brothers, Adam, and Justin Zoltek, and we're all brothers in our right, no matter who I'm playing with. It's just we the Dreamboats consist of Dreamboats. What can I say? Everyone does their thing. Like, I want to make sure everyone has a song to sing or has moments in the set, and it's not just about one person. The band is bigger than all of us, you know what I mean? And that's what it is. And I just really want to make sure that everyone gets appreciated for what they really bring to the table, and everyone that I know really brings something different and unique to the table. It's a great thing. Yeah.
Who picks your suits? What to wear? Because you have like amazing like suits. Like whenever you see like the Beatles, I was like, oh my god,
I'm sorry,
like, but wearing pink.
Natawa ako. I suddenly laughed because before you answer, because objectify. I was looking at your videos and I was looking at the pants and I was like, okay, they need to dance like. Some of them are doing break dancing. What kind of pants are these guys wearing?
Amazing! Brilliant!
They flex. They stretch. I've had an incident. I had an incident in Orange County where my pants weren't as forgiving when I stepped onto the bass drum, and I had to learn the hard way. I flipped my pants during the first set of a 3-set show.
Oh my god!
I met some girls in the parking lot that gave me a pair of pants. I fit into a size. At the time, I fit into a size 4. I just pulled it up. I was like, I don't know how I did it.
That girl like took off her pants and gave it to you?
She owned a clothing store.
Oh,
and I asked
God.
They saw me, duct taping my pants in the back with black duct tape. And because I had no pants. I was like, I live in Palm Springs. I had no pants. It was like late at night. And they saw me. They started laughing. I'm like, you wouldn't happen to have a pair of pants, would you? And they said, I might have a pair of pants for you. And they rushed me to like the front of the venue. She owned a clothing store and she whipped out a pair of like stretchy like jeans, like girls' jeans, size 4. And like they had like rips in the knees, but when I stood straight, you couldn't see the rips. So
it just worked out.
And, And then it just worked out. And then I tried to give them back to her. She gave me the pants. She didn't even. She went off like on a trace, like a fairy godmother or something. It was crazy.
Oh my
she, like,
god! So lesson yeah. learned. I'm sure you're bringing all the time. You guys bring an extra pants.
Double up. Double up.
Double up all the time, right? Oh wow.
So I wear two pairs of pants at the same time.
Exactly. Just to be sure. Wait, so you're half Filipino, half, what's the other half?
My father has German descent, British descent. Grew up in Canada, in the Toronto area. And my mother is from Tacloban City in a province called the Malibago. And yeah, I guess you can say my parents met in Canada. My mom came here when she was 19 years old and met my father. And like a little later after that, and they met, got married, and lived in Ontario. And I grew up in Mississauga all my life, the city neighboring Toronto that I was mentioning earlier. And yeah, just I guess you can say that's the history of it. My dad grew up in that city as well.
How is it growing up as a child in Mississauga?
It was what's great about Mississauga is that it's such a different like melting pot of so much different like ethnicities and cultures, and very accepting and very I was spoiled growing up, to be honest with you. It's like I felt safe. I felt like anything I ever wanted, everything I've ever wanted to achieve or like, you know, needed resources for when it came to opening a business or like, you know, if you ever needed to, you know, education was great. You know, my schools were awesome. I felt great going to school. Shout out to St. Francis Xavier. And and other than that, it was just, I felt it was just, we never really know what we have until, you know, we kind of travel to different parts of the world and experience, you know, different things and living in different places and stuff like that. And when I really think about it, Mississauga is definitely a blessing to live in that city and grow up in that city. And it's just getting more popular and popular as we speak. It's great.
What about cause I know multiracial family, right? Like your mom is Filipino. So were you brought up like in a Filipino culture way?
Yeah. I definitely, more than anything, more than, like even though I, like, you know, I know only understand a little bit of Tagalog, like my mother I don't know why my mother didn't teach me Tagalog growing up. I always felt like I could learn English in school, but my mother definitely made sure that I had like Filipino culture, like calling my sister like ate and stuff like that growing up.
Okay.
And when I don't call my brother Kuya, but he's 1 year older than me, but I call my older sister ate. And and just like, you know, the food, the culture, you know, going to you know, the travel, you know what I mean, going back to her province and staying there a couple times in my life. And and just yeah, just overall, I think if I was to have any culture growing up, like how everyone has their own culture in Canada, because everyone has immigrated in one way or another, whether it's their relatives or, you know, their next generation, their parents, Filipino culture was definitely my culture that I had growing up.
Wow.
I guess you can
say. What happened? Filipino food.
Yeah. Say it again. Sorry.
Your favorite Filipino food.
I like lumpia. You know what I mean? Like adobo. Of course, it's the standard stuff. You know what I mean? Like
lumpia, adobo.
My mom makes a lot of pancit. What else? But I grew up like almost like a hybrid, like sausages and like white rice growing up.
You
know what I mean? And like fried
eggs. Oh yeah,
egg,
me and Jesse, we love our sausages. You know.
Yeah, sausage and white rice.
So, even though they were Canadian, like, you know what I mean? Like Schneider's, like Canadian sausages, it's still like the culture was always like there. You know what I mean? And like, you know, growing up with like just like, you know, ramen noodles, Fado Ichiban, and my mom going to like the Filipino market and grabbing stuff like that. And just like, yeah, I guess, like I said, if there was any culture that I felt like growing up, it was definitely a Filipino culture.
But Richie, what happened to speaking Tagalog?
That's the thing, right? Like, at the end of the day, you know, I'm a Canadian boy, like through and through. Like, and what's great about growing up in Canada and also having a Filipino mom is that she did embrace elements of the culture, but for whatever reason, just like teaching me the language growing up, which just wasn't on the agenda. It just wasn't done. I just, not to say, and like, I know certain words, and my mom, but she never really fluently spoke to me.
The
bastos. In the
bastos.
Of course. Go ahead. What's it called? But like, as far as just like, yeah, the communication, it was always in English. My mom, like English was a second language to my mom coming here as well. And when she learned English, like, it just went off to me and taught me English. You know what I mean? But my mother always had, you know, a lot of Filipino friends growing up, and that culture of going, like, you know, all the church, all the festivities, you know what I mean? Like Easter church, like we always had, like it was almost like a very big family, a lot of eating, a lot of like just hanging, a lot of presents, you know, a lot of things.
A lot of food.
It was cool. A lot of food. Oh, always lots of food.
And karaoke, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Karaoke for sure. I never was into karaoke when I was too young.
Oh, yeah.
I only started doing it kind of like singing and thinking I was actually a singer when I kind of got to high school. But like it was something that was really weird. I'm not sure if it's a Filipino thing, I swear, where like when people just tell us to sing, we just sing. We don't think of ourselves, oh my gosh, I got to be a singer. And I gotta, it's just, not to say it comes natural. I never thought I had like some crazy range, but I never was ever afraid of just like listening to a song and trying to mimic it, you know, shamelessly. And I think it's weird because a lot of people, you know, when they get into singing, I think the hardest thing to go against them is thinking they got to be something greater, thinking they have to be a singer. It's just sing for the most part. You won't tense up. You know, it's weird. I don't know. I'm getting a little philosophical here. But one thing I will say is that like when it came to singing and performing, if that was like something natural when it comes to the Filipino culture, then I'm guilty as charged. Like I've always loved that growing up and always loved getting in front of a crowd and like lip singing and like being like, you know, in a band and that idea of it, like growing up kind of thing. And I haven't grown up since, I guess.
Yeah. When did you realize that you can really sing? You mentioned high school, right? Was it accidentally
it was accidentally. I was actually telling this because I have a gig coming up in Mississauga, where like our big theater, and I'm like very happy about it. And I reached out to my high school music teacher, or sorry, drama teacher, who was very supportive of me when it came to like, you know, there was like a talent show, and I remember this guy was like razzing me and whatnot, and I just jumped on the drums and started singing "When I Come Around" by Green Day. And for whatever reason, everyone that was there just didn't expect it. And they were just like, whoa, kind of thing. Like this guy sings and plays like drums. And then I didn't think about it so much. Cause I just, like I said, I played drums at the time and I just thought singing was singing. And my teacher at the time, Mr. Quinn, was just like, Chris, like you sing and you play drum. I'm like, I just played whatever. He was just like this reaction that he gave me like just so much more confidence to just think to myself. I'm like, wait a second, maybe I'm not bad at singing. I was like, maybe I'm good. And then he was encouraging me to perform. He's like, yo, you're gonna, you know, the next talent show, Chris, like, dude. And like, just, you need a couple of people in your life to kind of point you in a direction or make you believe in something that maybe you don't see yourself in the moment. But like, I guess you can say, to sum that up, I thought I started singing kind of the moment that happened, that he told me. He's like, oh my gosh, that reaction on his face. I was just like, okay, maybe I can.
You can sing, right?
Oh, and Ricky. Yeah,
speaking of singing, Jekas, I know, are we going to ask?
Are we ready?
Sample, please.
Sample? Okay.
Yes, make your Filipino fans and non-Filipino fans.
Ricky,
you know, hear make their
pants
sexy
go
voice.
Down.
I mean,
my goal.
The lug, yes.
Okay, here, I'll try to give him a show. I'll try to back this up.
Okay, what are you going to sing for us?
Okay, so I'm releasing this song. I'm going to be recording it and then releasing it before I try to get over to the Philippines in November and December.
Wow.
Plans to hopefully, if Amor, you can line it up to help me get in front of a couple of cool Filipino artists who are going to be performing here in the LA and San Fran area. Mm-hmm. I just want to have something to kind of release. And this is a song that when I was asked to perform at the Nathan Phillips Square, which is the City Hall of Toronto, for the Filipino Fest. I kind of took it upon myself to do the goal of singing one song in Tagalog. And then I transcribed this song I just wrote at the time into Tagalog. And then now I'm going to sing it for you.
Oh my God.
Wow. Oh my God. I need a bucket here. Oh my God.
I know, me too.
I'll give this a shot. You guys are making me smile too much.
I'm sorry, Richie. We don't have shame in this show.
I know. No filter.
I don't even know why they got us.
I'll be honest with you.
They're broadcasting this.
An interview, we don't even think that there's like a camera on. We always think like it's just the three of us talking.
We don't
like
also
anything
care.
Yes.
I love it. I'll try to pretend there's not a nation watching
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
Not the whole world. Okay.
Not the whole world.
Not the whole world. Okay, here, I'll give this a shot. Forgive me if I mispronounce a little bit. Okay. Here you go.
Sila samba kita naghihintay ko kung ano upang malaman ang nasa isip mo. Nasa isip ba? Nasa isip ko tayo'y magmahalan sa karabing ito kahit sabihin mong hindi na yun. O ayaw magpagpakat lamang kung ito mangyari na yung gabi. Huwag mo na sabihin dahil kung ko nasa isip mo din ako. Mahal kita, kailangan kita, inayaangan kita, sinasamba kita. So what you wanna do? I wanna see you. Don't need to be so forward, it's just one life. Now here's your chance to make a move, cause I don't really wanna lead you on. Remember, kahit sabihin mong hindi na yun. Ayag magpagpagad naman kung ito mangyari na yung gabi. Huwag mo na sabihin dahil alam ko nasa isip mo din ako. Mahal kita, kailangan kita, inangahangan kita, sinasamba kita. She loves me, believes me, adore me, yeah, I know I want you now.
Oh my God!
I should have warmed up a little bit.
Oh my God, I love this. Sina samba kita. Oh.
What? It's
a little high. I tuned it a little high. I wasn't used to singing it that high, but hopefully I got the point.
No,
I love it. Seriously, I mean, it sounded perfect. How do you say it? Like what's a perfect word for that? Like, I feel like I'm driving. And I'm just like, you know, going towards the
road trip. Not going to the light, huh? But yeah, okay.
Right? And then you feel the breeze. And different. You just like, your song is like soothing. Oh, my God.
Road trippy song.
And while you're singing, you're looking at the camera.
I'm trying not to look at you directly. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to melt. I can't.
I knew it. Jacobs would say that.
You guys too. Oh, my gosh. I'm glad you liked it. Hopefully you guys liked it.
It really sounds like a legit Tagalog song hit already.
Exactly.
You know?
How they wait? Go on.
It's like writing love songs, and I know the Filipino culture is like, I think that's what it is. Like, we just love love songs. We love, you know, getting in our own heads a little bit and feeling it. I've always been a big fan of it, which is why I love the 50s and 60s, which is why I'm really trying to hope I can push this song in the Philippines and hopefully it can make a little bit of noise, you know?
Oh, wow. So wait, so you, well, in the process of writing that song, you wrote it as English first, and then someone translated it to Tagalog.
Yeah, yeah. It was when I wrote it, it was just shortly after I was playing this festival, and I just said, you know, I want to make, you know, it's all fresh, so I might as well just try to do it. And I reached out to my friend Jeanette Ricasio, who I actually reached out to the other day because there's another song I wouldn't mind hearing, because she's a singer. She's an amazing singer, and she speaks, you know, she said she's not fluent in Filipino, but she did good enough for me on that song. And I'm reaching out to her. We're trying to sing another song in Tagalog that I wrote that I'm hoping I could have a couple songs that I can start pushing and performing at the shows, kind of thing. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So,
but yeah, I guess you can say I get a little bit of help. Was it to transcribe?
Yeah, Richie. Yeah. Was it hard to put the melody in the song, in the lyrics?
You know what it is? I think it's just like whenever I feel like I hear a melody that kind of is catchy, it can come like a little from another song that I just like, I alter something here and there or something. Sometimes things come natural or like come like lightning. You know what I mean? You got to make sure when you get it, you got to write it down or sing it out. So because it ain't gonna come twice. And that one kind of came to me, and then I just started writing the pre-chorus for it, and then it just ideas just kind of got compiled, and like there's just a scenario in my life that was happening at the time that kind of inspired the lyrics, and then and I guess you can say these elements just kind of come together, and then when you record it, you can add, you know, then the bass comes in or the drums come in or like the harmonies and the oohs and the ahs, and there's ways you can kind of layer on top of it. But one thing I really, really like is just really bare bones type like acoustic songs. No hiding, no bells and whistles, just like singing and playing the guitar. and trying to get the point across like that way. And I feel like if you at least get that point across, that when you start adding production, that it can be like a strong song. And that's what I'm hoping with like this thing and a couple other songs I'm writing as well.
But what about the, I know that you guys mostly sing cover songs, like as a group. Did you ever, mm-hmm. you know, wrote songs, you know, original songs as well?
Yeah, so the Dreamboats does write original like music. We just focus mainly on the 50s and 60s because that's what we started off yes. with. And that's also what kind of keeps, I'm not going to say, you know, you do it for the money, but this is, we do this for a living. And like people like the theme, like they love when we do our covers and we kind of give the people and the fans what we want. Sometimes we'll do a release, like we just released like our own original Christmas song.
Oh yeah,
over Christmas time,
rocking and rolling,
and then we also
yes,
yeah. The Dreamboats, rock and roll Christmas, you know, and check that out. And we're hoping that one day that can maybe become a song that revisits, maybe not as
Mariah,
as Mariah Carey.
Oh my God, billions and billions every year. I cannot.
Right? You never know.
You never know. You never know. Yeah. You never know. And I'm so lucky that I have like a good writer with me as well. Johnny is great at writing and great at complimenting any ideas that I have as well. And, but yeah, like right now we're focusing on doing the cover things with the Dreamboats. There might be a couple, like when I opened up for Arnell and Lani Misalucha, just solo acoustic, the other month, and I think it was in September. I just went as Richie Hummins from the Dreamboats, like my own kind of like solo thing at the time. And like my name, Richie Hummins, and just opened up for them and did that. And I'm thankful that I got on those bills as well. And it just came from the belief of a couple producers that thought I'd compliment the night. And here we are. It's been kind of building since then. I'm with you guys right now.
Exactly,
so
right?
Think it's been going awesome. I'm having a great time. So.
All right. Like, what yeah. about, like, aside from singing, what if, like, did someone offered you, I mean, personally, like, hey, you can be an actor? Or
I've been thinking
you,
about
have you
that.
Ever, you know, did you ever consider about acting? Because I'm sure when you were growing up, your mom, the Filipino culture, always forced you to go to the Philippines and be an actor.
Nothing would please my mom's lifelong dreams and accomplishments if I became an actor. And that's what's so, you know, it's so beautiful. That's what I love about also the Filipino culture as well, is that like, I feel like most people, most parents would not like encourage their son to like be pushed into like the arts or like things like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be like, get her like, and you have parents, you know, my father, and my mother, just so sweet. Just being like, be an actor. Let's go to acting classes. Let's do like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, she tried to get me into like the catalogs and stuff when I was younger. I did some work doing that when I was younger and in high school, but it was just really hard at the time. You know what I mean? Like Google Maps wasn't around.
Yes.
You had to go into back alleys in Toronto and just finding out where you're at, you know, hoping my friends come along with me. So, you know, it's like at least have an idea of where I'm going and get some help. But, you know, the culture is just so, so encouraging. And that's what I really love about, you know, the fact that my mom wanted me to be that at one
point. With a face like that. And also, you mentioned earlier that when...
True!
I'm sorry. When you were growing up, you mentioned that you are not a stranger going back home to your mom's province, right? You're always
No.
You've been visiting. So you were binata. You're growing up then. I'm sure the ladies in the province are already ogling. So what was your experience?
We're curious about that.
I'll be honest. It was amazing. It was great. It was like honestly, I felt like, as a foreigner going to those to the village there where my mother grew up, I felt like honestly, if I can remember anything, it felt like I was like Muhammad Ali running, like, walking the street. Like, all my kids were just kind of like following me and just kind of being like really cool with me. And you know, I went to go play basketball, and I feel like there's like 100 people watching me play basketball. It was like kind of crazy, you know what I mean? And that was me like when I was like 20, in my early 20s, I went down there. And I also went there when I was 6 years old. That was a different experience and a different landscape itself at the time too. And I loved my experiences down there, which is where I want to get back as soon as I can.
Oh, wow.
And actually now start playing, you know what I mean? And
exactly.
do the thing, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
But wait, so speaking of like women that Jake has just mentioned, so are you dating right now? Are you single? Are you ready to mingle?
Give a safe word.
For all the fans who wants to know.
What's it called? I keep my nose pretty clean. I don't dabble too much into trouble or anything like that.
So, ladies and gentlemen, that's the answer. Read between whatever he said. That's
read
it.
Between the lines. Oh wait.
I'm focused right now.
Exactly, with career and everything.
I got my eyes on the prize. Yeah.
Oh, wait, what about it? I'm curious.
I can't have any beautiful distractions.
Exactly, exactly. We totally understand, right? Like, what's your type? No, just kidding.
You thought we're done?
What's your ideal type?
Oh my God.
Type that like 50s music.
Like, yeah, I'm like, in a perfect world, probably a woman or like J-Cass who loves 50s music, right? Just kidding.
I love it now. Love it so much, right?
Exactly.
Now.
Exactly. I'm curious. Like,
you're just saying that.
I'm curious, right? I know, like you're the other three in your band is not here, but I'm just curious. Like, did you ever, guys, ever dated a fan?
Yeah, I guess you can say.
Really?
Remember,
like years
the band
ago,
has been
years
together
ago,
since 2009. You know what I mean? Like, yes, fans have been dated, and you can't help it. It's just like. You know, you see people, you're playing to them. They see you. They see you're on stage. If there's a genuine attraction, things can happen.
And wow. The stalkers and all those.
Yeah. What's the craziest?
The groupies.
Richie.
You get these strong personalities.
What's the craziest God. That a fan has done?
Yes.
Let's put it this way. One thing that set the bar. I don't know. What's the craziest thing a fan has done?
Like took her underwear or
crazy. Not you haven't gotten like. Too nuts, you know. I remember getting someone at the end of a night when I was playing the bar scene, like wrap her hand around my skinny tie and pull me close. I'm like, dear God, you know, like you know things. Sometimes you know people can get a little frisky around at 2 a.m. For the most part, most people are usually pretty respectable and
exactly.
Respectful.
When did you realize that you guys like you know made it? Because I know you started as like you know, hey, like you know, let's form a group. Let's you know, it's just for fun, you know, let's sing, wow. And then all of a sudden, people started noticing you. When did you realize that, oh my God, we made it, we're popular?
You know, I love to think that we're still hustling, you know what I mean? I think there's some cool things about doing music full time, but we're still making, you know, trying to make it happen strong. I think you can say the thing that kind of snapped us into reality of this being a possibility was when we started traveling internationally and also getting booked outside of the country and whatnot. And that kind of made us feel like, okay, this is some good potential here. People are booking us for, you know, good money and sight unseen, then, you know, then we could do something good with this kind of thing. Yeah.
I know you have like a lot.
But it took a few years. It took a few years. It took a lot of time on stage. It took a lot of comfortability. It took a lot of, but I never thought that the Dream was ever played a bad show. There's never been a show I ever walked away with and said that was a bad show, which has been, I'm blessed. I'm so lucky. Everyone really holds down their parts and it's been nice. Yeah.
Because while watching your videos, it sounded like if I try to close my eyes and I'm like, wait, is that the Beatles? Is that? And then when I opened it, you were like, guys are like, you're dancing, you're bending. You guys are like. Doing your
Richie, you're the one doing the break dance. Like,
I'm pulling high school moves out and hoping that they look cool.
Oh my God,
the next generation of people.
Wow. So what about now? Like, I know you have so many shows that's coming, right? Like for 2024, right? How many shows do you have right now?
Yeah, we have a lot in the works. You can also just check us out online at thedreamboatsband.com. And you can look at our show listings, and those are a list of our public shows. We have a lot of like private shows as well, but anything you can see publicly, you can check out. Of course, grab tickets. We got, like I was mentioning earlier, the big theater in my hometown city of Mississauga, the following theater in the neighboring town, the Burlington Performing Arts Center. We sold it out last time, and we have tickets there that we're selling right now for February 14th. And in here in Southern California area, you know, we're playing right now. A list of few. In New Jersey, Philadelphia, yeah. Playing in Washington coming up, Colorado, like these are all like places, Arizona for the first time, we're playing that in February, so we're just getting around, we're just getting all over the place, people are booking us in different places, some fly in, and a couple gigs we are doing in Houston in October, so it's like, yeah, they're just... I'm feeling great this year, I feel like finally a lot of like the work that we've been trying to do, starting from like literally the ground up, here in California is now like kind of coming to some light fruition. And
it's worth because it's been a grind. Right?
Jesse,
it's worth moving.
The poster that you sent earlier, I think with other Filipino artists, you'll be like near us. And you'll be in Jersey in this May.
In Jersey, May 11 at 7 p.m.
We will see you, boy.
We're gonna meet you in person.
Oh, you guys gotta. Oh, you guys definitely gotta.
Are you kidding me? Yes, we've already put it on our calendar, right? So May 11 at the Breslin Pack at Felician University. Oh my God, I'm sure a lot of people, a lot of your fans will definitely be there.
I gotta send a shout out to Adidas, Sounds Manila, More You Productions. Thanks for helping us put this show on. We're gonna bring it. It's gonna be a killer show.
Oh my God.
And I hope to see you guys there, of course.
So what are your preparations? Is there anything new or any of your fans or new fans?
We've been trying to tackle and get online a lot with our promotions through you know, social media and really doing targeted ads and trying to get out there, expand our horizons, kind of thing. Like it's, I guess you can say, this year we're really focusing on doing a lot of like kind of outsourcing and then when we get there, we're going to do our best to like just make sure we bring like this dynamic show. We're working on a lot of different songs, working on a lot of different content online, structuring the theater show towards the club, like towards the festival show. There's many different ways we're trying to like really alter our show and make it really appealing, really get like crowd interaction going on these days and just becoming like, and just on top of that, just staying fit, feeling good and just like feeling like a guy my age can still pull off high school breakdance moves. Mm-hmm. I can make that happen. I get a little stiff these days.
You have to jump into the band. Are you jumping in the bandwagon with the TikTok now, dancing in the trend?
Oh, you know what? I'm a little bit of an old school guy. More like the Instagram thing. I've been trying. If I see anything on TikTok that I like to do dancing incorporated, I'll try to dabble in a little bit, but I haven't really been getting a lot of like trends. I don't have a lot of time. It's like learning all of these songs. Making content is like a total different beast. Like it's but I'm not gonna act like I shouldn't be doing it because I should be doing it. Yeah, so I love dancing and I love acting like a clown in front of the camera.
You know what? I'm curious, right? I know like it's almost an hour, but I'm curious. Aside from you're a good singer, you're so handsome, you can play the drums, you can play the guitar. Is there any other things that you cannot do, or do you have other hidden talents
the ones that you can say on TV?
The ones that you can say on TV.
Like, I was expecting you to say something you can't say.
But anyway, you know, that's the ones that you're not supposed to say? You know what? Maybe after the show on May 11 in New Jersey, then you can tell us.
Yeah, you can just whisper to us. Yeah.
That's after dark.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a couple. Whether you think I'm talented or not, what I do enjoy doing, I do like aggressive inline skating. I like doing like tricks on my rollerblades. Maybe it's a Canadian thing.
What?
I like skating a lot. I also like to do. Check out my Instagram at Richie Hummins. You can see on Instagram at Richie Hummins. You can see kind of stuff I like doing. And I also I play competitive foosball.
Wow.
You know, it's kind of a geek sport, but everyone loves it, that we love playing, and like it has a great turnout and like such a great subculture, and a lot of my friends play and it gets pretty competitive.
Foosball is a
table soccer.
The table, or is it like you're taking like a thread from your competitor?
No, it's like a rod. It's like rods, like table.
Oh, it's
soccer.
A table.
Like,
okay. Really, all right.
Yeah, wait. I remember that you, one of your colleagues, Johnny, that you were teaching him how to ride a skateboard. But you are pro. Like, you can really like do those tricks.
I used to compete when I was young on rollerblades. Skateboard. My brother was the skateboarder. Okay. I was a rollerblader, but I used to do this kind of stuff growing up and be competitive.
Extreme sports.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like I said, Mississauga was a great place. You just got to do whatever you wanted and you were surrounded by great talent. Like I miss a lot of the players that I play with like back home, like because they were just amazing. And like I look forward to going back and playing with a lot of them too, because they're just, you know, great players and everything you ever wanted, whether it's foosball or rollerblading or playing music in a garage or whatever, soccer, whatever it is, you just got to do it.
You're a very active person. And you know what? The other hidden talent you can tell is like after the show.
On me. Thank you very much.
We'll get some
thank you very much.
Stream and we'll,
in advance.
Yes. Oh my God. But Richie, I know it's an hour, but can you, like, do you have a favorite song that you can play for us, please?
Just it doesn't one have more, to please. Be Tagalog.
Like, one more, please.
What's another one I can play?
So other girls would start, like, you know, like, and those people that, those future fans, you know, like, listen to Richie's song.
What's a good song I can sing? Okay, I'll kick a 50s song.
Yes,
do a 50s,
please, yeah, we guys? Love 50s and 60s. Yes.
Okay. I'll do a Buddy Holly song.
Oh wow. Okay.
One, two. All of my love, all of my kisses. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy. I said the world could see that you were meant for me. All of my life I've been waiting. Tonight there will be no hesitating, no boy. When you're with me, oh boy. I said the world could see that you were meant for me. The stars appear and the shadows are falling. You can hear my heart calling. A little bit of love makes everything right. And I'm gonna see my baby tonight. Well, all of my love, all of my kisses. You don't know what you've been missing, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy. I said the world could see that you were meant for me.
Woo! My God! No wonder why a lot of women are so into you guys, the Dream Boat.
Yeah. I'm having fun. I'm having a little bit of fun. Thanks, guys.
God, thank you so much.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Anytime you want me on, please.
Oh, thank you.
Are you kidding me? It's an honor.
Imagine that was just a cappella, just you here in a room. And imagine that on a stage and with the production.
On stage, guys. Wow.
Oh, I'd love to rock out for you guys next time I see you. That'd be awesome. Oh. For sure. We'll do that in the backstage. We'll do it in the green room. I'll show you.
After dark.
After dark. You know, okay, I have a last question, and then JCast, and that it's not a question actually. It's like, and then JCast will have the Miss Universe question.
Yes.
Sort of like a pageant question, but like for me, it's not a question actually. It's more on like, can you please give like, you know, a message to, especially the younger generations, like, you know, who wants to, I know you guys started 2019, and you guys never 2009 gave up, right?
Yeah.
2009. Oh my God, that's years ago, right?
It's been a while,
but I'm sure there was like a lot of hurdles there, right? But you guys never gave up. So can you please give your two cents, please, to all this younger generation?
I think the best thing I can tell anyone is just, you know, if you feel it, if you love it, if you have fun with it, music is such a cool thing where you can take it anywhere you want to go, whether it's just something to dabble in or like dream big and make a career or just be a better musician. It doesn't matter. As long as you're having fun with it, if you do feel inclined to want to make a career out of it, I think you need to surround yourself with people that you really admire. Study a lot of the people that you really want to become, especially in the music and like when it comes to dancing and all those things, and really believe in yourself. And the way you'll believe in yourself is, you know, you keep really healthy, trying to be, you know, exercise, work on your singing chops, work on your music, and just keep that intact, and things will just come really, I think, for the most part. I feel like I've been in a band. Excuse me one second. I've been in a band.
Now I think I need to drink too.
Since I was 17 years old, I never stopped. I've always been blessed to have like a lot of good company around me. So keep good company. Be inspired, and you can make a career out of it. I promise you.
There you go.
Good advice.
Don't give up, okay? Yeah. Good advice. Yeah. Okay, JCast, for your last question.
This is what we ask to all of our guests. So
yes, at the end.
Right, I'm ready.
This is for Mr. Phil American Pageant. I'm just kidding. Filipino American.
I'll ask anyone's question.
There you go.
Richie, when the universe decides and grants you the wish of going, if traveling back in time, and you see your younger self, what are you going to tell yourself?
Start practicing a lot more now. Don't take anything for granted. Don't take it for granted. Don't take the fact that, you know, things, if everything's come up easy to you or things come hard, just like, don't take it for granted. Just like work through it, push it, have focus, have like, I like to think that everything I've ever tried to focus on and really kind of achieve, once I put my real head to it, it's happened. And I think half the time it's just like realizing that you don't have this huge amount of time to get it all done, because you're gonna blink and you're gonna be a decade and then another decade. It's just so like I'd like to tell myself, young Richie, to get your act together, start focusing, start really applying yourself mentally and physically, and you'll be a lot happier by the time you get, you know what I mean, to any kind of age where you feel like you needed to kind of accomplish things in your life, kind of thing. Get your act together and do it now. That's what I'd say to you.
Very well said.
Thank you so much, Richie.
And I thank you.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Thank you so much.
Get me back anytime, guys. You let me
know.
I love it. You guys were so fun.
I hope you had fun.
I had a great time.
Like, this is not like, I told you, like, it's just going to be like a kitchen table talk. We're going to talk about your secrets and talk about your secrets after, after the show.
Okay, Richie, before we let you go, any final message to all the people, Filipino Americans and whatnot,
and watching invite everyone to your show
throughout the whole world, yes.
Yeah, especially invite everyone to your show, especially in May 11th in New Jersey.
Yes, May 11th, New Jersey. Come check us out. Sounds Vanilla, The Dream Boats. And check us out online at The Dream Boats and at The Richie Hummins. And we'd love to keep in touch with you. And I hope get to catch you in the future at a show. Let's do it.
All right.
Okay, go ahead, J-Cast. Close our show for this morning.
I don't want to. No, I'm just kidding.
Me too.
I'm going to have a good night's sleep tonight. Oh, my God. All right. Thank you, mga kahugat, for watching this very fun episode. And don't forget to share this episode amongst your friends and family. We'd like to thank our subscriber in the whole world, the Filipino channel, the streamers in the whole world, and I Want TFC, and also ABS-CBN's FYE channel in Kumu, and our pasajeros in Jeepney TV in the whole Philippines. Oh, my God. Our new idol. Oh, my God. Not only handsome, but also smart. Richie of the Dreamboats. Thank you very much for hanging out with us.
Thanks,
and getting crazy with, Jesse and J-Cast. And let's have our last toast for this morning, guys.
Yes, guys. Come on.
Yes, mga kaugat, Richie and Jesse, amidst the challenges of life, let's still find ways to be happy. Let's all talk about it over a glass or two.
Thank you so much, Richie.
Thank you, Richie.
Thank you. Bye, guys. Thank you.